Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. We waited, and then it came last night. President Trump announced his nomination for the Supreme Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh from the Times, a member of Washington's conservative legal establishment, as they suggest, already starting to set off a furious battle over this confirmation.
Well, it's going to be a tough battle with the vote in the Senate on the Republican side, if nobody deviates, and if three or four Democrats who are fighting like crazy to hold on to their seats go for Kavanaugh, that he'll be in. He has thrown a bone out by saying he believes in precedent being important. And yet, you have a president of the United States who said he's not going to appoint anybody who isn't committed to reversing Roe versus Wade. This fellow, Kavanaugh, has a tremendous record of literally hundreds of decisions which can be parsed and should be parsed before he becomes the guy. Now, there are a couple of things that you really have to remember here, and most importantly is that he has suggested that a president cannot be indicted until he is impeached. There are a lot of people who believe that, but he has said it. Not only that, there's a certain amount of hypocrisy here because he led the fight with Ken Starr against Bill Clinton. So how can you say that there is this commitment to not indicting before impeachment if with everything you've gone after Clinton? Now, Clinton, of course, was a political attack and would have led to impeachment, which would have fit into his view of what would have to happen first. I suspect it may take a while, but that this guy is going to be confirmed unless something happens. Democrats are furious. There are Republicans who are furious about the whole thing. But right now, on its face, it looks like he'll be confirmed eventually.
Of course, the president is poised now to leave the country to head to the NATO meeting and an eventual meeting with Vladimir Putin of Russia.
Well, I see this Putin thing is extraordinarily difficult for the president. He's under investigation for being too close to the Russians. His people are under investigation. There have been indictments. There have been people who are cooperating with the government. So I see this as a very tough one for him. If, in fact, this is a bit of the Manchurian candidate, if, in fact, there were deals and the Russians know about it, the Russians then have him where they want him. And all along, while some of the top people for Trump have been saying this guy Putin is a disgrace, he interfered with our elections, the president has said no such thing. And he has been right there with Putin all along. He's a good man, disagreeing with his own people. And if, in fact, something is going on in which this president is being controlled by the Russians, that is very scary for this country.
A judge, Allen, has ruled that migrant families cannot be detained long-term. The ruling, a significant legal setback to the president's immigration agenda, and comes as authorities prepare to reunite 54 young migrants with their parents today.
Well, the judges are giving them a little bit more time. They're saying we can't find some of the parents. Some of them have gone back. Some of them have disappeared in this country. This president has said one thing. Okay, we'll go with the law. But apparently, they are dragging their feet on this. And they're going to be held accountable for it by at least some judges.
Alan, we've seen a recent spike of violence, not only in Albany, but around the region in some of the inner city areas of some of the major cities in the Northeast. Particularly in Albany now, though, the well-known Guardian Angels have announced they're going to return to the city after 30 years to help with the issue.
The well-known Guardian Angels are publicity hounds, have always been publicity hounds, so they come back. It's a tough thing. People want to be safe. They want a district attorney, which we have. You know, we know him well, David Soares, who can be extraordinarily tough when he has to be. We have a mayor who has been obvious in her commitment to social and political justice, and sometimes that works, and sometimes it doesn't. And it's a time that, in fact, people who are committing heinous crimes should be held accountable for them. And as you know, when Giuliani was the mayor in New York City, he started saying, okay, if you jump over a turnstile, you're likely to be somebody who will be doing something else. Giuliani is probably my least favorite person in the world right now, including the president. Nevertheless, he made a point back then, and crime did go down. There will be people who argue that it didn't go down because of him, that it was a national trend, that it was happening anyway. But I think that when you have things that happen, for example, like public urination, and people are not held accountable at the very basic levels, that the word goes out that you can do anything you want. But the one thing people want more than anything else is to be held safe in their homes and on their streets.